Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
US scientists announced this week that they've successfully engineered into yeast the genes that are needed to make the key chemicals in cannabis. To find out why and what's involved, we looked at the paper with York University's Ian Graham. He wasn't involved in the project himself, but he does have expertise in this area. In fact, we last spoke to him in 2015 when he uncovered the genes that are needed to perform a similar feat to this so yeast could make morphine.
So this paper that's just been published has demonstrated that it's possible to engineer baker's yeast to produce the active ingredients that are found in cannabis, those being THC and CBD.
That's tetrahydrocannabinol and cannabidiol, which are two of the chemicals. There are many,
yes,
though, aren't there? There are many, many chemicals in cannabis.
There are many, but those are the two dominant ones.
Now, why have this group done this?
So they've done it because there is a big commercial demand for these compounds. Synthetic biologists are interested in producing compounds that there's a market demand for.
Are the products of doing this in yeast going to be in any way different or better than what one could achieve with a plant? Because the confusion I have with this story is that people have been growing cannabis for years, and that's an efficient way, as far as we can tell, of making the drug, isn't it?
It is. Plants are very good at producing compounds such as THC and CBD. I think, in fact, the levels that are produced in plants that are used by the Dutch government are 20%. The dry weight of the flowers is THC. So there isn't a limit to the production of the compounds, but there's a rapidly growing market, which is driven largely by legalization across the United States. 33 of the states are now legalized for medical marijuana and 10 for recreational use of marijuana. So with that increase in the market, there's a big interest in finding alternative production platforms.
Would this necessarily be better than a plant, though, Ian, in terms of perhaps how you could scale it, the amount you could make, the purity and so on?
It all comes down to the economics. And at the minute, this paper has really demonstrated a proof of concept that it's possible to make these compounds in yeast. The amounts that are being made are tiny. The most that was produced was 8 milligrams per litre of yeast broth. But there's a number of examples now where they can engineer the production. And so it's possible to think about increasing that production 100, 1,000-fold and then produce these compounds at levels that could compete with plant-based production.
Is it essentially what you're doing is you take the components, which would be the machine running in the cannabis plant to churn out these molecules, and you basically put the instructions, the genetic blueprint for making that machine, into a yeast cell, so the yeast basically thinks it's part of a cannabis plant in that respect and just makes this stuff from the starting material?
Yeah, that's essentially it. I like to think of it as a factory and a production line. In fact, the group that have done this work have been engineering yeast to make a number of different compounds, some of them that are quite closely related to CBD and THC. And so they have a good factory already, which has got a production line making slightly different molecule. And now they've taken the additional genes from the cannabis plant and they've diverted the pathway into production of CBD and THC, or they can make specifically CBD or specifically THC.
Are yeast sensitive to THC and CBD in the same way we are? Because yeast cells and human cells are quite similar. That's why we like using them. I'm just having visions of very laid-back yeast that doesn't want to actually go to work and make any of these chemicals after it makes an appreciable amount.
No, that's a very good question. And it's one that that immediately sprung to my mind when I looked at the paper, because in fact, when you look at the plant and how the plant produces these compounds, they have evolved special glands for production. Often what they do is they produce compounds and then they secrete the compounds from those glands, because quite often if they're produced at very high levels, then they're toxic inside the cell. And so I think as the engineering process goes forward to increase the amounts, I would expect one of the issues that will need to be addressed is toxicity. And one of the ways to address that is, you know, you use the yeast cell as a factory and then you might pump out the product into the media so that it's the media that's accumulating the product rather than the cell.
Ian Graham from the University of York, taking a look at the discovery announced this week of a way to make yeast produce some of the chemicals in cannabis. It was published in the journal Nature.